Al mirarme al espejo vi que tenía dos ojos que solo te miraban a ti.
¡Olé! ¡Ay, qué bonito! In Spanish. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my live community radio show, Mondays. Today, we were an special warm guest because was an amazing musician. It is not only because we are in Dublin, because we were talking about the many, many things, including the homosexual way, because many people they are thinking is something dark, and no, why is dark? No. We were open mind and we are talking with nature mentality.
Rainbow.
Gracias, Sonia. Thank you.
Gracias.
Thanks for having with us and enjoy this beautiful moment. I want to introduce you a Demois.
Hello, hola, soy Demois. I am Demois and I am a Spanish artist. I was born in Alcoy, in Alicante, and I've been living in Ireland for 10 years, especially in Dublin. I consider myself a queer artist, and I am a songwriter. I actually studied in BIM, which is a music university that is one of the most special universities in Dublin, especially because I studied in there, so I made it special. No.
he's an artist. Oh my God, I'm impressed. What was the main reason you came to Dublin, Demois?
So I came to Dublin to find myself. It was very complicated for me to develop Demois and also Álvaro, which is my real name, in the small town that I was living. So I found Dublin as a way to escape from my reality and starting from zero. Also because I was 15 when I moved here, so it's not the same. I don't carry the same in my back when I was young that if I try to move now that I am 25. So because it was so easy to leave everything behind, because I didn't have much to leave behind, just my family, which I miss a lot. Hola, mamá.
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
And you, Mateo. Mateo is no musician, but he's an actor, a model, model. He wants to be a model because he's glamorous, glamorous. How are you, Mateo?
Hi, everybody. Hello. I'm Mateo. I'm from Italy, I'm 27 years old, I came to Dublin 2 years and a half ago. I'm sorry for my English, because we are speaking English, Spanish, Italian, a lot of different languages, but it's okay. I want to become a model, yes, I really want to try. And I'm gonna put all my effort for this my future job. I wish. I'm just gay, and that's it. Woo, gay rights, yeah.
Gay and handsome.
How did you realize you were homosexual, Mateo?
Yes, this is a good question. So. I think there is two different ways, no? Realize and accept that you are gay. So I raised and born gay, no? When I was in my very, very kids, I was gay also. I didn't realize, no? I realized later, of course. I was, I think, 15, 14. When I was kids, I was playing with Barbie and just the feminine games or whatever, how can I say?
Not feminine? For many people,
they say, yeah, this. And just realized that I was attracting from men, but it was really hard because I was the only one, no? I was, oh my God, it's not common. It's not my parents want to be myself, no? So, I grew up, I start to find myself. I was like, very lost in my life. And then, I was like 15 and 17 or around that age that I accepted. I had a lot of bullies at school. But after that, I start to, you know, like living my best life. I was like, okay, I'm gay. And then, okay, I'm gay and beautiful. Yes. So, yeah.
It's fantastic to be with them. Dis-moi, did you have problem with people because of it, of this homosexual?
Yes. Well, I think we have. We have a regular, it's not a problem. I think just for some people, for us to exist in this world, I think it's already a problem, but it's not my problem, it's their problem. Because they don't understand, how to behave when they meet someone that is trying to do whatever they want to do, you know? Ooh. Because I think there's a lot of people out there who are trying to express feelings that they don't even believe in them. Or there's also some people that they are so closed in themselves and what they are trying to achieve in life that they forgot that there's other people around them who have different ways to express themselves, also the different dreams to reach. And as a queer artist, I find that the gay community are helping a lot artists, but since the beginning, especially female. And thanks to females, that most of the queer artists that are now working in the industry are raising their voices and are also arriving to places that we never expected. And that brings me brings me hope, and it brings me also this magical feeling of I need to reach my dreams. Also, my dream is not to be a big artist. My dream is to have a message and to release this message, if I can, with my music or maybe with my audiovisual works that I do on a side. But I am a songwriter, so... And I'm also my own producer. But I always try to work with people who respect gay people and exactly. Queer people.
This is the reason my NGO Just Cause try to do, because we need to support to everybody. Doesn't matter what is your colors, what is your homosexual way, doesn't matter what's happened. The most important thing is the heart of the people, or you are creative in this case. Or in your case, Mateo, because they are fantastic people. I will appreciate. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Ole, ole, ole. Porque además él es español y bueno, y Mateo también habla español.
Sí, un poquito. Sí, probo.
Y hacemos un Spanish-English. ¿Tú quieres cantarnos una canción para que la gente te escuche? Y también, por favor, can you say to everybody, please, where can we find you? Really, really important, because he's an amazing musician. Incredible, incredible. The, vamos, everybody, I'm with you. Let's go.
Bueno, pues, mi trabajo y mi nombre artístico lo represento como Dis-moi. D-I-M-U-A. Y llevo trabajando en la música más de 10 años, pero es la primera vez que me siento preparado para poder sacar al exterior mis propias canciones. Así que me podéis encontrar en todas las redes sociales como dis-moi.a. y también estoy en todas las plataformas de streaming, Spotify, Apple Music, como Dimois, con acento la.
Bueno, y ahora en la web de Causa Justa, también, forever and ever.
Gracias, Sonia. Y si queréis, os puedo cantar.
Sí, por favor.
El estribillo, favor, sí, de una de las canciones que voy a sacar,
yes, please,
este
please,
año. Yes. Esta canción la compuse en torno a una historia de un chico que se enamora. Y este chico es tartamudo y cuando se enamora se da cuenta de que deja de tartamudear. Porque está tan a gusto con esta persona que se le olvida completamente todo lo que había, todo lo que había traído durante mucho tiempo en su espalda, que le hacía estar inseguro de cada palabra. Y bueno, el estribillo es así. Cuando tú no estás aquí, deletreo como un animal. Ni mi acento puedo representar si tú ya no estás. Lo sigo intentando y aunque me duela, yo no lo haría por nadie más. Sigo mi puente, bendita la suerte, voy a encontrarte. Oh.
Wow. ¡Bravo, bravísimo! En italiano.
Grazie mille.
Grazie mille.
Gracias.
What is your biggest influence, Dimois?
In music?
Yes.
Female artists, mostly. I love Raffaella Carrà from Italy.
Pedro.
I love David Bowie.
Oh, yeah, I love him.
And the way that he had to represent all of the immensity of words that he had on his brain. Every stage of his career is a case study. It's something that we can go in deep and we can... And also the way that he had to express that every season of his life, he was a completely different person. And I think nowadays we have a big artist in Spain called Rosalía, and every album that she releases is a different world. She always goes to her roots, which are flamenco, and I admire her so much because she's constantly, well, unfortunately, she needs to prove constantly that she has the knowledge to be an artist. And I just love the way that female behave, and also the way that they are proving to the rest of the world that to be a female artist is really, really hard, because they don't ask the same to a female artist than to a man. If you go to any big pop star in the world that is female, if you go to their shows and performances, they have fireworks, backup dancers, orchestras, and then sometimes you go to a big male artist and it's just them on the stage. So I like the way that the female do their performances. Some of them, they need to force themselves to do these big performances because that's what the people expect from female. But in the future, when I get the budget, I hope that people expect from my show the same that they will expect from a female artist.
Please, please. Can you play another song for everybody, please? Yeah, it will be amazing. Yeah.
Well, I can sing for you my single that I have out. Le pedí a la luna que me diera tu amor y me dijo que vendrías hoy. ¿Y dónde estarás? ¿Y dónde estarás? ¿Y dónde estarás? Fueron todos mis deseos estar solo para ti. Hoy lo repetimos, hay que insistir. ¿Y dónde estarás? Fue que perdí, te vengo a buscar solo a ti. ¿Y dónde estarás? Fue que perdí, te vengo a buscar solo a ti, solo a ti, solo a ti.
Fantastic, amazing. Yeah. All the best for you. Come on. Oh, he's an amazing artist. Oh my God. And you, Mateo. Fantastic. He's super beautiful. Super handsome. Yeah. Let me tell me, sorry.
No, I can sing. Ave Maria. That's it, the song that my Grammy, he was singing to me when I was kids. So on. My nonna,
It's so beautiful. Come on.
Yeah, because it's okay. It's okay. I'm not.
Don't feel shame. Come on.
Yeah, sorry, because I'm not used to.
Together we are the perfect combo.
Expression. Do you think that here in Dublin people are more open minded than in other places, Mateo?
So yeah, I think people here they are all open minded. In all of the sense, I mean, in the gay words, racism, or all these things, they are really open minded. So, for example, I'm from Italy, and Italy is like so divided by north and south. Most of the people. They said that the north, it's more, better. It's in confront of the south. But I mean, here in Dublin, in Ireland, I mean, people, they are like really, really open-minded. And in the gay community. I feel like more free, more rights. I just saw a lot of difference, from my countries and Ireland. So totally. Ooh. Viva Irlanda! Yeah.
And what's your opinion, de moi?
So, I think Ireland has been through a lot in the history. I'm not a historian, so I don't know too much, but I know what I need to know to live here. And it has been a country that has been oppressed for many centuries. And I think now that they are part of Europe, and now that they have these big influences from other countries like Spain, because we are doing well with the gay rights, but Ireland has the good thing that it's a very small country. So you don't get as many crimes as you can get in Spain or in Italy that you get here. So also there's no many hate crimes. And the ones that happen, we know about them straight away. Also, I think people in Ireland are trying to be open. And that's something that really makes us feel free, because we see people trying to be open and trying to understand.
Nice. It's like they are working for to have this possibility, to have this open mind. I love hearing that, because or listening to you, because... I think it's special. This country is completely special for everybody. Step by step, we can find.
It's not perfect, but I mean, it's they're going in the right way.
Yes. Yeah. In the right direction.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's not easy. It is not easy, but okay. We are working together.
Yes. It's not easy. But I think there's a big part of the young generation that even though people don't believe in us, for example, me, and I was born in 2001, and I was born with the smartphones. So, and I was born with internet. And I think a big part of us, of the people that were born in my years, we know what is wrong and what is right. And the people who are trying to avoid the reality, they know that they have an issue, because society is moving towards a way that is opening to gay people. Exactly. And to trans people and females, thanks God. Because I was telling to you, Sonia, before this interview, that I think that homophobia comes from sexism. El machismo, la homofobia viene de el machismo. Because most of the men over there who hate gay men is because we are feminine.
Yeah. Exactly.
And they
exactly.
find in feminine a weakness. So it's all connected. If we stop with sexism and we stop dividing female and male on social ways, then homophobia will disappear slowly. So I think it's very important to visibilize sexism, because it all starts from there.
I completely agree.
Yeah. Mateo. Totally agree. Yeah, it's for, machismo, and they came all from this, yeah. Straight people, or they see us like a fake women, no? I mean, and they see, oh my God, no, this is not good, like, no, because they remember female, and yeah, from us, so it's not the best way to say.
I think they don't understand that we get influencer from the powerful figure of a female in society. For example, me, I'm very attached with my mom, and I wish I can be like my mom. I wish I can have babies from me, from my body, and then give them the same life that my mom gave to me. I love my dad too, but I just analyze everything that my mom does and did in the past. And I think that's why we look alike, like female, because we find in them something good, you know. I mean, like the figures that I follow, they are female figures, and I feel attached to them. I follow them and I listen to them, and I want to be like them.
Ay,
for example, you, Sonia. Yeah, me.
It's amazing. She came all the way from Andalucía, from a caravan.
Sevilla.
Sevilla, ole, ole, ole. Ha cogido una caravana y se ha plantado aquí en la residencia de sordos de Irlanda. Es la única que hay.
No. Me siento privilegiada, de verdad. Me siento afortunada. Porque además ha sido una energía, y una forma de encontrarnos tan mágica, que eso pocas veces pasa en la vida. Entonces yo estoy totalmente agradecida, además poder estar en esta residencia de sordos, que también me siento como aportar el granito de arena con la ONG ayudando. Que lo que usted estáis haciendo, estáis ayudando a muchísimos gays, a muchísimos homosexuales, a que no tengan miedo, a que salgan del armario. Porque no pasa nada si eres libre. Eso es lo más importante. Sentirte libre de verdad, sin represión. Vivimos en el siglo XXI y al que no le guste que mire para otro lado, ¿o no?
Sí. Y yo tengo algo que decirte, Sonia, por si nos está escuchando alguien joven que no ha salido del armario por miedo, que sepáis que en todos mis trabajos, mis jefes adoran a los gays y nos dan trabajo y hay oportunidades para todos. Se está valorando mucho toda la cultura queer y tenemos un espacio, por fin. Entonces, armaros de valor, que sepáis que hay un mundo fuera que os está esperando, y nosotros, tanto Mateo como yo, Mateo va a ser un modelo oficial del mundo.
Sí, 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 fantástico, Mateo.
Él va a ser la nueva cara de Dublín.
Es que es muy guapo. Bueno, luego cuando veáis la foto en el podcast, vais a ver la belleza de los dos, porque tú también eres guapísimo, ¿eh, Nemo?
No, nosotros estamos.
Sí, la pared, sí. Yo soy guapísimo, Sonia.
Dios, mi niña, vamos. Ay, me encanta estar con ustedes, con vosotros, esto es maravilloso. ¿Nos cantas una canción también para alegrarnos el corazón?
Sí.
Venga, que estás maravillosamente.
¿Cuál? Rafaela. Uy, es que no me sé ninguna de Rafaela.
Claro, el que...
Mira, os voy a cantar una cover en inglés, que seguro que conocéis esta canción. I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. You're the magician assistant in the dreams. And I can't stop later running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be this infant man.
Se me olvidó ya. Pero bueno, fantástico, fantástico.
Just like the song when you sang,
Wow,
sí, la parte más icónica.
Me ha hecho mucha gracia porque es que Mateo quería que cantara Rafaela Carrá.
Pedro, 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 prácticamente el melodista en trape. Pedro, 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 fíjate y dime. Ale.
Mira qué bien cantas, ¿ves?
Ay, sí, probo, pero...
Y además, Rafaela, la querríamos muchísimo, la queríamos muchísimo en España.
Estaba un pilastro, ¿no? Un pilastro de la música ahora en Italia. Toda la noche, noche un, ¿cómo se dice? Un programa televisivo que se llama telenovela o something like that. And they put all the song of Rafaela Carrà.
Wow, constantly, yeah. Every
sí.
night.
Yeah. Yes, no every night, not only Rafaela Carrà, but like most of them, it's Rafaela, because it's like, no, Rafaela.
We love Rafaela.
Yes.
Rafaela.
Rafaela, la diva.
La diva. Ella. ¿Es la diva de los gays?
La nueva Rafaela.
Sí, ojalá, ojalá. Rafaela, donde estés, yo te rezo a ti, solo a ti, a Rafaela.
Ay, me encanta. ¿Era la diva de los gays?
Sí, sí, sí. La diva de los gays. Y ahora, sí, es como Rafaela, Lady Gaga, Beyoncé.
Bueno, Madonna, Madonna, Madonna de Madonna, toda la vida, por Dios, Madonna. Madonna.
Sí, Madonna, es que, todos, mira, Ariana Grande, Taylor sí. Swift, all the big pop stars, ¿no?
They are like, the indie as well. The indies, we have Lola Young, Charli XCX, but they are mainstream too. But we have a lot of singers that are indie. For example, there is a Spanish singer called Alice Wonder from Madrid. Mm-hmm. She's very queer and she's super, super nice. We are actually sharing the same producer. His name is Ángel Luján. So if you like what Alice Wonder is doing and also Vetusta Morland, you should check out my music, Dimois.
Yes, yes, please. Please say again. Everybody, we need to find her and to listen. To listen.
Please.
Him, please.
Listen to me because no one is listening to me. Just Mateo and Sonia. Dimois.
¿Y tu mamá?
Ay, tu mamá. Mi mamá, fan número uno. Ella me tiene ahí, tiene a la Virgen de Guadalupe. Y me tiene a mí, claro, con una vela.
Claro, como tiene que ser.
Sí,
claro,
todo junto, sí.
¿Quieres cantar otra canción? Es que mira, tenía preparada un montón de preguntas, pero como esto está saliendo tan natural y tan bonito, vamos.
Si la gente me quiere escuchar, que me apoye con mi música, que acabo de empezar con mi carrera ahora, y si me apoyáis mucho, os prometo que voy a sacar un discazo que me van a escuchar hasta en Milán. Ojalá.
What was the most surreal moment in your musical life in general?
In my musical journey, I think.
Oh, career.
Career. Well, performing for festivals.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, because when you perform in a festival, then you get to see all of the artists and also the classes, because like big artists have access to everything. Small artists like me that no one knows us, we are there, we are super small, we don't have any support from any music label. We are paying everything from ourselves. So I think realizing, because being an artist, especially at the start, is really, really hard, because only you are the one who understands you, especially when you only have one song out, like me, because I can tell to all of my friends, yes, I'm going to be the next Rafaela, but it's all in my head, and I'm working on it, you know? I'm working with producers, with other musicians. So when you realize these classes, and when you realize that you are at the bottom of the industry, then, well, it makes me powerful, because it makes me feel like, okay, there's a lot of artists who started from the bottom with €0, and I can be like them, you know? Like, I can become someone...
Britney Spears.
There's other artists with big budgets, like Taylor Swift, that she started with a big budget, but this is also valid. I wish I have the budget to start like Taylor Swift, but no, it's very expensive. Si hay algún músico que está empezando ahora, que sepáis, chicos, que a todos nos parece caro, pero se tiene que pagar si quieres un buen productor, que se pague. Tienes que ahorrar mucho, pero bueno, va a valer la pena. Si tú crees que tu proyecto necesita un presupuesto grande, trabájalo, ahorra, inviértelo, porque es algo, hay gente que invierte en un máster, hay gente que invierte en carreras privadas, tú tienes que invertir en tu música, en tu arte, y cuanto más cosas creas y más cosas tengas detrás tuya, más fácil se te va a hacer ir para delante. Entonces yo estoy en este proceso ahora de crear.
Qué bonita la creatividad. Sí. Fíjate que tuve la oportunidad de entrevistar a Jesús Quintero antes de morir, y que en paz descanse. Y yo, una de las preguntas que le hice era que cómo se sentía, y fíjate lo que me dijo. Yo soy feliz en la creatividad. Dice, porque en los negocios soy un desastre. Y es verdad, el pobre mío fue un desastre en los negocios. Pero ha hecho tantas cosas creativas. Dice, y es que eso no tiene precio, esa felicidad. Lo que tú estás diciendo ahora mismo, que me están entrando ganas de invertir mañana y hacer mi estudio. ¡Ya! ¿Verdad, Mateo?
Sí, verdad.
Mateo ya está preparando el rímel. Mateo ya está preparado para mañana irse a un fotocall. Vamos, ya directo. Se levanta y va para allá. Él duerme con todo puesto, con la base, con el rímel, con todo.
¡Ay, ¿no? Qué energía!
Tú tan camo.
So this is maybe the most difficult things in when you need to produce your music and everything. Do you think this is the most difficult way?
Sí, porque puedes invertir muchísimo tiempo creando, and you can enjoy the process, because you need to enjoy the process, but to have a final product that you are 100% happy with it is very hard. Actually, I don't think it's approachable, because we always try to make things big. Well, maybe you can approach it. I don't know. I think cuando te das cuenta que crear es algo muy, o sea, es distinto a todo lo que nos rodea, porque cuando tú creas algo, estás creando también un movimiento, un pensamiento. Dejas una parte de tu vida ahí, entonces es muy importante, le das una importancia amplia a ese proyecto que estás creando. Pero yo creo que quien es bueno y hace buen arte y buena creatividad, tampoco se necesita presupuestos gigantes.
Exacto, muy bien.
Y luego también lo de es bueno o malo también es muy
relativo.
Sí. Es muy relativo.
Es como el arte. A mí me hace una gracia. No, es que tiene que ser la realidad perfecta. El arte es algo tan subjetivo, sí. Dios de mi vida. Pero es verdad que todo lo que esté relacionado con el artisteo es increíble. La balanza que poco se equilibra, porque es que vale tan caro hacer las cosas, aunque bueno, relativamente, como estamos diciendo, a luego lo que es la vida, porque muy poca gente tiene la suerte de poder vivir de eso, ¿no?
Sí. O sea, Yo creo que para vivir de crear, tienes que crear un universo.
Exacto.
Que es como lo que hizo David Bowie con su carrera. Dios mío, ¿verdad? Creó un universo completamente sobre sus piezas musicales y sobre su carrera. Creo que en el momento en el que tú creas un mundo alrededor tuya, es fácil de ganar ingresos. Pero claro, crearlo es aparte de costoso, también es caro, pero tienes que creer en ello, porque si yo, por ejemplo, yo no creo lo que estoy haciendo ahora, ¿quién va a creer? O sea,
vas a triunfar. ¿Qué
sentido tiene, no? Sí.
Total.
Yo espero que mi carrera, ahora que la he empezado, cuando la termino, cuando ya no esté en este mundo, que todo lo que haya conseguido, aunque sea solo una canción,
sí,
como la...
Claro.
O sea, a lo mejor Mateo me presenta a un casting que buscan neveras y me ven con cara de nevera y dicen, pues te cogemos, como entonces me dejo mi carrera musical para vender neveras. Pero yo espero que el día que me muera, que todo lo que haya creado, que le ayude a alguien más a entender cómo funcionaba mi cabeza y por todo lo que he vivido y lo que voy a vivir. Bueno, sí, o sea, simplemente dejar algo en este mundo que ayude a las demás personas a seguir creando y a seguir...
Por algo la energía nos ha juntado. Por algo, porque yo tengo el mismo sueño con Causa Justa, la ONG que creía que incluso iba a cambiar el mundo. Fíjate, Dios mío.
Si no lo piensas, no lo cambias.
Yeah. Y además, es bueno creértelo para poder hacer algo, porque si no, es que no se hace nada. Pero bueno, esa ilusión siempre está, ¿no? Y, Mateo.
Yeah. No, I was saying that God trust me, because Álvaro changed my life. Oh. Álvaro, dis-moi.
Y Álvaro de Moa, fantástica.
But I mean, Álvaro, yes, I mean, because I know him, yeah, I mean, from 2 years, no, neither. We work together, and I met him at work, so and I was like, this guy is so cute, it's so nice, he's so similar to me, I'm so happy, and... The time goes and I realize how Álvaro it's an incredible person, guys. I mean,
in italiano.
In italiano, mi piace tanto parlare in italiano.
Si dice in italiano ora, troppa lingua.
In catalano.
Influenzarti, no? Ti influenza muy bien. Es un'anima pura.
Positivo.
Sí, positivo. He changed my mind, no? Like, I mean, my way to thinking, no? Like, very positive, very... energetic all the time. He always say good things.
Like you, Mateo.
Yeah, but I mean, it's...
No. I mean, Mateo is... We work together in a shoe shop, and he's the best seller. Every customer that comes to the shop, he leaves the shop with a smile, and then with the shoes. But the shoes are not important, because the most important thing is the smile.
Yes.
But what I always say to Mateo and to all of my friends who are immigrants and who came from a different country to start a new life here, especially the gay guys, we moved far away from our families to do something that makes us happy. So don't waste your time here. Just do whatever you want. If you wanna tomorrow wake up and start a degree in something, like in philosophy, like, a lot of people who study philosophy, they know that there's not many jobs that they can find afterwards. But thanks to people that study philosophy, that we have good HRs in big companies. Like, thanks to that, you know, like, there's always a ways. I think we need to take the risk. If we don't take risks, we are going to stay...
Completely agree.
Yeah, it's not life. Yeah. Also,
lose everything. If you need to lose everything, lose it. You will recover it.
It's fantastic. Oh my God. Oh, yeah.
Yes. More. Yes.
So energetic man. Oh,
yes.
With you. Everybody are with you. Oh,
yes. Yes, but because we are so lucky that we live in these countries in Europe, that we have a lot of facilities here. Like, there's people in the other side of the world who, if they lose everything, they might die. They don't have
nothing.
And when we lose something, we can create another thing. Exactly. We can find another way to survive here. So let's enjoy this, you know, because there's people that they cannot do it.
So I completely agree, and you need to feel these risks, because it's easy to be in at your home and never do nothing. And now what happened? Do you think the luck will come? No. You need to look for the luck, and the luck exists. Yeah. It's there.
Believe in your dreams and be yourself.
Exactly.
Always. Be yourself. Always.
Yay.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Unfortunately, we have no more time today. Oh, because I'm so happy here.
Thank you, Sonia. You are the best. No. Thank you.
Thank you. So thank much. You for having this beautiful moment. And to be with us was never and ever forgot. And was one of the most special day. Yes, was absolutely amazing. Thanks to you, Mateo, and then the moi. Yeah.
Thank you, Sonia, for giving to queer people a space to talk about our life here in Ireland, to fall in love with us in the show, because we also fall in love with Sonia, because a gay guy will love a blonde girl. When we see a blonde girl, it's like,
no, I was saying, blonde,
it's Britney, amore. Yeah.
Mira, me sentí, lo digo en español, porque de verdad fue entrar en la tienda y una energía, y yo sabía que era gay, porque es que se sintió. Y una atracción, pero una atracción energética, que mira, aquí estamos grabando, esto ha sido mágico. Entonces yo le agradezco a la vida ese riesgo que tú estabas hablando, ¿sabes? Porque venir hasta aquí no ha sido fácil. ¿Qué va a serlo? Pero es que la vida te compensa, igual que os va a compensar a ustedes y a todos los oyentes.
¡Olé! ¡Ay, ay, ay! ¡Esos oyentes! Si tenéis que salir del armario, salir ya, que las casas están muy caras. Así que salir, porque como os pille dentro de una casa de pues, alquiler, lo vais a tener jodido.
Di que sí, en español y en inglés.
Sí.
Please, everybody.
Everybody. If just be free, guys. Don't waste your time.
Exactly.
Don't hide. Just, if you wanna stay with, if you wanna marry a table, marry the table, because everyone always are gonna have something against you, and also something that they will love from you. So take the things that the people love from you, and that you love from the people, like we love Sonia. So Sonia, we hope that you invite us again to the show.
Of course.
Yes. Yes. You have to come back to the store. Oh yes. My God.
And now in Italy.
We have to go to Sevilla.
Yes. We are really, really welcome.
Sonia, we need to show to Mateo Sevilla and el pescadito frito. Because he's going to fall in love with
con el traje de flamenca.
Ay, le vamos a poner a Mateo un traje de flamenca y lo vamos a subir a la página web de la radio. Bueno, yo ya hablo como si fuese el colaborador oficial de la radio.
Sí, me encantaría. Yo quiero un colaborador como tú. Fantástico y magnífico, vamos.
Si queréis ver en un futuro la foto de Mateo vestido de flamenca, la flamenca más guapa que va a haber en España, seguirnos a la página web.
Ay, qué bien, me encanta cómo me está echando un cable. Ole tú, ole tú.
Help me.
Bueno, no quiero decir adiós, estoy aquí tan contenta y tan feliz. Ay, arrivederci, see you, aloha.
Slán, como dirían en Irlanda, gurumila mahagut, mil gracias.
Anda muy bien en irlandés, me encanta.
Hombre, y aquí si nos mudamos a otro país hay que aprender cultura y costumbres, hay que sobrevivir.
Claro que sí, hasta luego, fídense, arrivederci.
Sweet dreams, buongiorno, buonasera.
Buonasera. Before leaving... we can listen in some song of you, of course. Yeah. The moi.
Yes.
I say bye bye. I'll see you soon. And aloha to everybody. Because now we never finish.
Yes. Well, actually, I'm going to ask Sonia if they can play after this chat my single, Le pedí a la luna, de Dimoi.
Ay, me encanta. Qué bonito, por Dios. Ah. Perdona, espérate. Que es, estas son las cosas del directo. Entonces, mira, lo decimos tan natural.
Es que no,
no es fácil, no es fácil. En inglés, en otro país, en otra lengua y en directo. Así que, además, yo le dije a los chicos que aquí todo lo hacemos así. Porque si no, esto de grabar es un rollo. Entonces, pues nada, totalmente natural.
Que tu técnico de la radio ponga después del programa mi canción.
Vale. Entonces, vale. Y muchas gracias, José Antonio, que ya se me iba a olvidar. Que gracias a ti, todos los escuchamos, tenemos la oportunidad de escucharte. Ya iba a pensar en inglés. ¡Ah!
José Antonio, we love you.
Ah, we love you.
Os queremos a todos. Ay, bien, de nosotros solo vais a encontrar amor, alegría y poppers. No, poppers no.
No, por favor,
corta
por
eso,
favor.
Corta eso, por favor, que te sacan de la radio.
Paz, amor y alegría.
Sí. Okay. We're right.
Yeah, test 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, test 1, 2, 3, 4. You can hear me, and you can see the audio levels coming in there. Hello, what do you think of this?
Hello. Yeah, yeah.